From the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Tuesday, May 19, 2015. I'm Philip Grant. Today is the day that voters statewide go to the polls to decide the fate of the proposed 2015-16 budgets, to elect Board of Education members, and, in some cases, vote on other spending proposals. Here's a rundown of voting times and polling locations in Columbia and Greene County. In Columbia County, the Chatham Central School District, 392-2400, the polls open at 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. in the Mary E. Dardis Elementary School Gymnasium. The Germantown Central School, 537-6281, the polls open at 12 p.m. to 9 p.m. in the Germantown Central School in the Main Street Lobby. For the Hudson School District, 828-4360, polls open at 12 p.m. to 9 p.m. at four locations: the John L. Edwards Primary School, the Greenport Pumper Company No. 1, the Claverick Firehouse, the Stockport Town Hall, and the Livingston Town Hall. The Ichabod Crane School District, 758-7575, those polls open at 8 a.m. to 9 p.m. in the Ichabod Crane High School Gymnasium. The New Lebanon Central School District, 794-7600, those polls open from 12 p.m. to 9 p.m. in the Walter B. Howard Elementary School Gym. For Taconic Hills School District, 325-2890, polls open from 12 p.m. to 9 p.m. in the Veterans Community Room on the Taconic Hills campus. Now let's go to Greene County, the Cairo-Durham Central School District, 622-8534, polls open from 12 p.m. to 9 p.m. in the Cairo-Durham Middle School cafeteria. The Catskill Central School District, 943-4696, polls open from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. in the Catskill High School Gymnasium. For the Coxsackie Athens Central School District, 731-1710, polls open from 1 p.m. to 9 p.m. at Coxsackie Elementary and E.J. Arthur Elementary Schools. For the Greenville Central School District, 9665070, polls open from 1 p.m. to 9 p.m. in the Scott M. Ellis Elementary School cafeteria. In the Hunter Tannersville Central School District, 589-5400, polls open from 1 p.m. to 9 p.m. in the Hunter Elementary School cafeteria. And in Wyndham Ashland Jewett Central School District, 734-3400, the polls open from 1 to 9 p.m. in the Wyndham Ashland Jewett Central School cafeteria. John Mason is reporting in the Register Star that Hudson's Ferry Street Bridge is now closed for good or until the city can replace it. Based on an inspection of the structure conducted on December the 30th, the New York State Department of Transportation has now downgraded the bridge's capacity and ordered it closed. Public Works Superintendent Robert Perry said, and I quote, "This confirms what we expected," end quote. The pedestrian bridge, which runs along the north side of the Ferry Street Bridge, remains open. The two-lane, asphalt-paved, 110-year-old bridge is one of two routes to the state boat launch, the Hudson Powerboat Association, and the Henry Hudson Riverfront Park. The bridge was closed temporarily last August, pending the release of the results of the state's inspection. You can read that full story in the Register Star. Emilia Teasdale is reporting in the Columbia paper that on Tuesday, May the 12th, the Valencia Village Board adopted its 2015-2016 budget. The $1.6 million spending plan reflects a slight increase in expenses over the current year, and the property tax levy increase fell within the state-mandated cap. At the same meeting, the board also approved an increase in the price of garbage collection tags. Stickers will go up by 50 cents beginning June the 1st. The three-month stickers placed on garbage cans will increase from $60 to $70. Also effective next month, the village will no longer offer payment plans for residents late on paying their water bills. Mayor Diane Argyle said the payment plan was a holdover from a previous administration. You can read that full story in the Columbia paper. Jessica Bakeman is reporting at Capital New York that the State Board of Regents plans to meet the demands of the executive and legislative branches by putting in place a new system for evaluating the performance of public school teachers and principals. However, board members will be doing so under protest. The regents discussed for hours on Monday, May 18th, the regulations they must adopt next month to meet the deadlines imposed by Governor Andrew M. Cuomo and the state legislature. The 17-member board also discussed ways the new system might be overhauled immediately after it is implemented. Chancellor Merrill Tisch questioned the wisdom of imposing a new system on the districts only to change it. Tisch told reporters districts will inevitably get mixed messages about how to proceed because many board members simply do not want to implement the law as written. She said, and I quote, "Districts are having reform fatigue. I don't think that superintendents don't want to cooperate. That's not it. I think they're getting a lot of mixed messages from the field, end quote. You can read that full story at Capital New York. And in our final story, Scott Wallman is reporting at Capital New York. Senior Department of Environmental Conservation staff members said in private meetings it may be legally difficult for them to oppose construction of a heating facility at the Port of Albany. The facility would allow tar sands crude to be transported through New York. The crude heating facility needs a state air permit before it can begin construction. The purpose of the meeting between the DEC and Albany area officials was to build support for the state's decision on the facility. The DEC staff warned that the state may not have the legal authority to reject the air permit application by Massachusetts-based Global Partners to build crude oil heating boilers at the Albany port. The attendees also said that they were told that no final decision had been made. Approval of the port facility could allow Global to turn Albany and possibly the Hudson River into a major transportation route for tar sands crude from Western Canada. The state has until May the 21st to make a decision on the air permit application. You can read that full story at Capital New York. And as for the weather, the National Weather Service is predicting showers likely with thunderstorms also possible after 1 p.m. Some of those storms could produce small hail and gusty winds. It will be mostly cloudy with a high near 80 degrees. The chance of precipitation is 70%. For Tuesday night, a chance of showers mainly before 10 p.m., partly cloudy with a low around 49 degrees. The chance of precip is 30%. Forecast for the next 3 days, well, on Wednesday, it will be mostly sunny with a high near 63 degrees. Wednesday night, partly cloudy with a low around 38. For Thursday, mostly sunny with a high near 69 degrees. Thursday night, partly cloudy with a low around 46. And for Friday, mostly sunny with a high near 70 degrees. Friday night, mostly clear with a low around 40. Sunrise today was at 5:29 a.m. and the sun will set at 8:14 p.m. The length of the day, 14 hours and 44 minutes. 2 minutes more than yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for today, Tuesday, the 19th day of May 2015. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.